Hey, high achievers, this one is for you. You have excelled. You have crushed it in every professional opportunity, every professional challenge thrown your way. But lately, things have felt a little flat. No one at work seems to know it, but you know it. When it comes to mastering the art of work-life balance, you are on the struggle bus. You feel like you're constantly searching for the right formula. Is this the right way to do things? Is this going to help? You have been tirelessly working towards creating work-life balance where you can be bold at work, you can be confident at work, but still show up at home with enough energy to be present, to be there, to delight in the joy that is your family life. If this sounds like you might be caught in a common trap. And that's what this episode's all about. I'm going to talk about some specific problems that you might be experiencing, some things that you might be doing that got you there. And we're going to finish up by crafting a path forward. I'm going to talk to you about a holistic, women-centered approach to planning and goal setting that respects both professional ambition and your personal life. So if that sounds like a plan, let's do this.
Do you want to feel less scattered and more focused, but the idea of goal setting sounds like adding more pressure to your already pressure-filled life? If so, welcome to the Plan Goal Plan podcast. I'm Danielle McGew. I'm a professor, mom, planner addict, and recovering overachiever. After years of hustle and grind, I was tired of trying harder. I was ready to try easier. At the intersection of research, practice, and play, I found a purposeful path to planning and goal setting that is fun, simple, and sustainable. If you're ready to try easier, if you're ready to make memories and do meaningful work, grab a pen. I will equip you with tools and practices to clarify purpose, reclaim time, and achieve goals, playfully and lightly. Let's get started.
Have you been caught up in the endless cycle of busyness? You've been taking your kids everywhere, you're doing laundry, you're meal planning, you're paying the bills, then you're going to work and you're slaying it. And you know, people in your life, they think you're doing just fine, but you are feeling a little flat, you're feeling a little dull, and you are desperate to create some balance between your professional and your personal life. The Break Free from Busy Formula is a 5-week masterclass that's designed specifically for high achieving women. This is a transformative journey that offers a structured yet flexible path for you to reclaim your time, rediscover your joy, and redefine work-life balance through my innovative Rise Ritual Method. So what is this? This is a comprehensive program. It's going to take you through the steps of reflecting, intentional planning, sensory activation, and embodying transitions to facilitate a profound personal and professional growth. So we're going to have a blend of weekly focuses from rediscovering what brings you joy to establishing clear boundaries between work and personal life. You're going to get tools, templates, and strategies to implement these elements into your daily life effectively. This class is tailor-made for working moms seeking to manage their busy schedules without losing sight of their personal fulfillment and professional achievements. It's perfect for those of you who are ready to step into a life full of purpose, direction, and balance. So if you're wondering, Danielle, what are some of the benefits of this? Why should I do this? You're going to get a deep connection to yourself. There's going to be a lot of reflective journaling and intentional planning that's going to reconnect you with your passions and give you tools to help integrate your passions into your life. It's going to offer structured flexibility. We're going to engage your senses. We're going to define boundaries, and you get to do this with an amazing group of women. We just finished the first round and it was a beautiful experience. Not only did we connect to ourselves, to have that support of other women with you working on the same thing and to know that you're also not alone in this is such a relief. So the way that it works is we meet once a week on Zoom. We're going to start sometime in April. The first people to register are going to help get to choose what time we meet. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, jump in now while the price is lower, while you get to have a say in when we meet, click on the link in the show notes. Y'all, I would love to get to share space with you and bear witness as your life transforms. So I want to share a little bit of my own story. My own story starts at 4 a.m. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this. It's the middle of the night. Your brain is churning. There's no way that you're going back to bed. That was me every single night. On paper, I had everything. I was in my dream job. I just earned tenure. I tried hard to become a mama for several years, and it finally happened. I had had my first kiddo and my second was on the way. I should have been elated. And in many ways I was. I was grateful for so many things in my life, but I was feeling so overwhelmed by my daily tasks. I was meticulously planning day after day after day, but I just feel drained when it came to bedtime. I remember there were things that I would usually enjoy doing, and they all just felt like a chore. So we have weekly dinners at my in-laws, and it's amazing because they make us dinner every week. It takes something off of my list. But I remember, like, if it wasn't just like me lounging in my own house, it felt like work. Like, it felt like work to go to my in-laws and have them feed me. Like, y'all, that is not right. You know, I felt guilty if I would have any time that could be spent with my kids. I felt guilty if there's any time, like let's say I get done with work a little bit early, I would feel guilty if I just start my next project or if I come home and have some alone time. I felt like I had to go pick up my kid from daycare and spend my time with him. I felt like every little minute that I had that wasn't spent like earning money needed to be spent with my kiddos. And I was really worried that if I didn't do that, that I was missing out on precious moments. I don't know if any of you have felt this, but I also felt like a lot of stress over unmet professional goals that I've been working, but I still felt like my career ambitions were slipping through my fingers because I was juggling too many balls. Any of you there? Have any of you felt overwhelmed by daily tasks, maybe guilt over not having enough family time, or when you finally do have family time, feel like your brain is still at work? Maybe you feel stressed. Maybe things are going okay at work, but in your head, you know that you could do so much better, but you can't seem to grasp things because you have so many things that you're trying to juggle that you aren't able to give any of those things the attention that you know if you could give them, you could produce something magical. If this sounds like you, you're not alone. There are some common missteps that I made that you might be making as well. So the first of these is you're overcommitting yourself. You believe that you need to say yes to every request, both at work and at home, because that feels like you proving your capability. That's how you feel like you're proving your worth to other people. A cycle that's really common, especially for overachievers, is that we want to feel valuable. We want to contribute. So we commit and we commit and we commit, but then it's those overcommitments that make us feel like we're never able to give things the attention that it deserves. And that if we could give it that attention, we could produce something even better, even more valuable than what we're currently doing. Can any of you think of a time that you took on too much because you felt like you had to prove your worth, you had to prove your capability, you had to prove your value? Another thing that we run into is a failure to delegate. Maybe you think that you need to handle everything yourself because you want to make sure that it gets done right. You might do this at work, you might do this at home. How many of you are like, hey, husband, partner, quit doing the laundry. You don't do it right. Like, their technique with socks is way off. Like, you need to jump in them and save them from their sock technique. You know, some of us, we've been there, right? I know that I do this both at work. I know that I've done this at work and at home. I'm working really hard on it. I don't do it quite as much as I used to, but I would take things on because I felt like if I didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done to the quality that I wanted it to get done. So what do? We're overcommitted. We're failing to delegate. So what do? We try to multitask everything. Can't tell you how many people that I've worked with, they come to me and they're like, Danielle, I need help with time management. And I start asking them about everything that they're doing. And they start telling me about all of their attempts to multitask everything. And they're cutting back their own personal time. They're not exercising anymore because they need more time to work on, you know, cleaning and laundry and a work project. Trying to juggle all of these things all at once so that they can get everything done. You know, moms that are, you know, sitting at their kids' soccer games while doing some grading. I have a friend who grades before movies start in the movie theater. Every little pocket of time that you could be doing something is filled with something. Another common thing that I hear as I work from people, maybe you've done this too, is you try to cut back on your personal time. So you sacrifice your self-care so that you can squeeze in some more work or some more family activities, hoping that it will balance the scales. Like, I'm going to give up my exercise. I'm going to give up my time to read. And maybe that will help me feel like I'm getting enough time at work and enough time at home with my kids. If you're hearing me talk throughout this episode and you're thinking, oh my gosh, Danielle, this is me, right? I'm overwhelmed with daily tasks. I keep overcommitting. Delegating makes me feel icky. I've cut out all of my personal time. Y'all, you have superwoman syndrome. Superwoman syndrome is when you are trapped in the belief that maximum personal and professional achievement requires a solo, all-in effort without setting boundaries or allocating responsibilities. All of these things that you're trying to do is actually holding you back from truly achieving the work-life balance that you desire. I believe that there is a new approach, that there is a path forward that involves mindful scheduling and holistic women-centered approach to goal setting that respects both your personal ambitions and your personal life. It is a process that rather than focusing on success, you prioritize your well-being. Rather than setting goals and making plans that are rigid, you have structure that within it, there's lots of flexibility. It's adaptive. Rather than try to figure out your five-year plan and then follow it to a T, you recognize that the how of what you're trying to create in your life is emergent. If you have a crystal clear vision of what you want your life to feel like, sound like, be like, the how will emerge. If you have been relentlessly chasing the dream of a perfect work-life balance, yet you find yourself feeling more drained, more disconnected, if you found yourself nodding as you've been listening to this episode to any of the problems that I've mentioned above, there is a good chance that you are caught in the trap of the superwoman syndrome. Have you been overcommitting to tasks? Have you been thinking that that will showcase your dedication and your capability? Have your attempts to multitask or cut back on personal time only led to increased stress, increased guilt? So it's clear the strategies that you've been relying on aren't working. They aren't paving a path to the balanced life that you envision. But here's the truth. Achieving work-life harmony, achieving work-life balance, it doesn't require you to sacrifice your ambition or your family time. The real issue lies in the approach that you've been taking. You've been using strategies that inadvertently add to your stress rather than alleviate it. If you're tired of spinning your wheels, if you're ready to embark on a method that truly works, I'm here to help. I want you to reach out to me. Send me an email at support@plangoalplan.com or DM me on social media and ask me about this holistic women-centered approach to planning and goal setting. Ask me about an approach that honors your ambition while nurturing your need to be present at home. I want us together to rewrite your story, to move you from overwhelmed to overjoyed. I wish for you energy. I wish for you clarity. And I wish for you to be bold at work and present at home. Be bold, be brilliant, and be well, friends. If this podcast has inspired you, guided you, or just made you laugh, the number one way that you can thank me is by leaving a written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. I'm seriously tickled every time that I hear from you all. So pop onto Instagram and follow Plan Goal Plan and digital message me. I want to say hello. I want to geek out about all things planning and goal setting. Keep sensing the possibilities, y'all.